Joining me in the studio, we have Austin Otis and Johnny Bruce, and they are here to tell us more about the newest podcast, also being broadcast here on KRBD, which is called K-Town. Good morning to both of you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you very much. And tell us a bit about what K-Town is.
You want to go ahead, Johnny? You can...
Yeah, so K-Town's going to be a local talk show here where we just want to get all the community involved. So a variety of people, non-professionals, professionals, teenagers. It's a youth-based podcast. So we want to talk about how either subjects or youth are facing certain subjects or their opinions to begin with. We're going to have a bunch of guests coming on here soon. What else do you think, Austin?
Well, right now we have three recorded so far, so we're pretty new to it. You know, in the future, if we do more, we would like to start to, rather than twice a month, you know, maybe do one every week. But that's in the future.
Yeah, we're building up.
We're building up to it. But, you know, right now we're kind of focused on having some professionals come on, experts in their field. I know in March we're thinking about doing a drug episodes with some of the clinical treatment side of drug addiction and the policing side, the law enforcement aspect of it. So we're going to start to shift in from the lighthearted into the more heavy aspects of what that podcasting episodes are.
This has been airing on KRBD only two so far, but they are the second and fourth Friday of each month, 9 p.m. here on KRBD, and then also posted to our website. You're calling them a podcast. Are they also somewhere else?
Yes, they're going to be on CastBox, and then that's an app you can download or go on a browser and check out. They're also on the KRBD.org website and underway to be on iTunes as well. That's just a little bit more of a process.
I think the easiest way to access this right now is on KRBD, your guys' website, and our Facebook page is K-Town, a youth podcast. So if you search that up, it'll be the first thing that pops up.
What are the topics that you've covered so far?
So our intro episode was just a crazy hodgepodge of of kids talking. So it was a really good pilot episode. It was fun and lighthearted. And then our second was video gaming, right?
Yeah. We figured out the tone and kind of the direction we wanted to go with the first intro episode. And then the second one was nerd talk. We just had a variety of roller coaster, anywhere from video games all the way to the suicide culture in Japan, all the way back to the sister city in Japan with Jackson's experiences there.
Yeah, Akaniyama, we talked about that. So we're just trying to have a very broad range of topics to interest all sorts of viewers. This next one that's going to come out is conspiracy theories, right? So it's just something fun and lighthearted. Most of them have been lighthearted episodes. That's why we kind of want to do a couple that are, you know, a little more serious.
How did this come about? Where did the idea come about?
It actually came from Johnny.
Yeah, when I first got up here and was working with some of the KYI, Ketchikan Youth Initiative crew, their D&D crew, they got along so well, and they had these really intelligent, inspiring, imaginative conversations, and I felt like we wanted to capture that. And so we started to record it, started to do some minor editing and having fun with it, and then Bobby ran into Austin and got us together, and it just put the pieces together.
I think it was natural. You know, I come from Ketchikan Youth Court, a juvenile justice program that is evolved around youth, and I think it was just natural for me to come onto the show just because I'm so connected with kids in the community and that I like to give them a platform to speak their mind. So
how has the response been so far?
Oh, really good. Yeah, we need some more females on the show. We do have some lined up. It was just really hard to get a certain demographic on the show or
That's a fun part of us learning this experience is we thought, oh, we can get plenty of young women on here. And most of the time when we ask young women, they're just way less likely than the hands go up instantly for the young men, especially in particular. But yeah, please, if anyone out there knows any young women that would like to be in age range of 13 to 30, please reach out to us on our Facebook page. Mm-hmm. We need the voice of young women in town.
Yeah.
Same with natives, same with, you know, we just want a pool from everywhere and get those different viewpoints and have a chance for them to come and talk about those ideas. And you don't need to be a professional in any way.
Are you seeking topics?
We do have a content collaboration that we did last week. We just threw stuff against the wall. We have probably 10 topics. But, yeah, we would always like input for our content on our show.
Yeah, we did start a content team. Right now it's about six of us. And we're going to start meeting the third Fridays of every month from 3 to 4 here at KRBD in the conference room. So that way anyone in town wants to stop by and ask us in person or learn about how to get on the show, give us some feedback, and it'll be, we'll have a time for that.
And you can just also just comment on our Facebook page. I think that'd be a really good way to get to your, if you have a topic in mind. We're up for anything, really.
Yeah. You mentioned it's youth-oriented. You want the voices of young people out there, but then you also said you're going to get a lot of professionals on and cover different topics. Is this really something anyone can participate in?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So right now, the kids came up with this idea. Stop calling them kids. The young individuals, they came up with this wonderful idea. They called it the trilogy segment. And they wanted to have the first episode with, say, for like drugs example, with four professionals. Get questions for them, ask, get their opinions. Second episode is going to be them, the young individuals, all the same questions. And then they'll do half and half for the third one and come together and have a collaborative about it. I think that's a wonderful idea.
And it's just what I call is like generational topics, things that affect youth. You know, the youth doesn't have to be on the show, but we would like to talk about just generational topics that affect younger people.
Yeah.
What are you hoping will come out of this show? I mean, it sounds like this is an opportunity for maybe an increased communication between generations and perhaps solutions that haven't been thought about.
I think it, but it goes beyond our podcast. I think it really proves and shows how important public radio is, for one. And I also think how important a community like Ketchikan with limited resources can provide good content. So I think it goes beyond our podcast.
Yeah, definitely. And I walked into this with the intentions, and I mentioned it on the intro episode of the Socratic method, right? And it's my idea of how to tackle what this nation's going through as a whole. It's so difficult for us to have these challenging conversations when politics, religion, and we're discouraging our kids to talk about it because it's difficult and people get so heated because it's their belief. It becomes part of their identity, and to let that be challenged is terribly hard for people. So just having the discussions, that's what I'd like, to not to seek out who's right and who's wrong, but to both sides to battle it out with their wits and get a little bit closer to the wisdom and truth of the subject.
In the few that you've had so far, has it surprised you? Have you seen conversations evolve into something unexpected?
Absolutely.
Especially when we're working with younger kids, I've noticed that their train of thought is just like everywhere. That's what, for the lighthearted episodes at least, that's what makes it so fun, is that the kids are just scatterbrained and they're everywhere, the topics. But it's weird. It kind of weaves together at the end. I don't know how to explain it.
But they have all these pieces to these wonderfully complex ideas. In the first episode, Jefferson was talking about the military-industrial complex. Now, of course, he did not know those words. But he knew to set up the situation. It was like, well, people do benefit from war. And what about, you know?
And we're like, oh, yeah, you're talking about this. He's like, yeah, I didn't know what it was called. But Yeah.
So they're paying attention. It's fascinating how young individuals are obtaining knowledge in general now. The school system is kind of almost taking a back seat from what I've seen. And they are just exploring the rabbit hole of their own personal interest constantly, to where they're watching YouTube videos for 5 hours, and by the time they come out of it, they're like, well, I know a lot about World War II.
And the group of kids we have right now are really imaginative. They're very creative, and so I think we have a really good cast for that in that aspect.
Yeah. And you say you're always looking for other people to get involved. Again, how can someone have their input out there, or perhaps be part of the podcast?
Now, the biggest thing I could suggest is we've seen here is that this group is all, they've all been a group of friends previously. So it's very easy to just come down in the room, be comfortable, and talk this out. So I would suggest if you do have a group of friends, we have a max of 4 people that we're having as guests on the show, come at us with a group, you know, and come out with a topic that you want to talk about. We'll make a whole episode with you for you. Mm-hmm. Because we want it to be a platform for community discussion and youth in particular. So come ask for the group.
And you can contact us on Facebook too. I'm always open to anybody coming on the show. Just say, hey, can I come on the show? And we'll always fit a slot for you on there. So.
Yeah.
And again, you said that is K-Town.
A youth podcast.
K-Town, a youth podcast. If you hunt for that on Facebook, they'll find you.
Yeah. Or you can even send me an email, johnny, Bruce, Bruce, 88 at gmail.com. And we'll get back to you.
All right. So what is the next episode that's coming up?
Conspiracy
Theories.
Oh,
that's theories. Right. Conspiracy Theories.
Yeah. So we had the kids each come to the podcast with a conspiracy theory. It started out, I did Roswell, where the UFO crashed in New Mexico. Oh, what were some of the other ones?
Well, they start off with SCPs, which is
maybe
something.
Maybe deconstruct that a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. It's an online internet culture thing. It's a website of forums. Imagine any horror or modern fiction, Black Mirror, all that kind of comes from this one website, and it's called SCP Foundation. And they start off with a good 10, 15 minutes. They're obsessed with it. They love it. I mean, it is this very strange website, and they go into detail of it's like a government conspiracy. And you look at it, and you're like, well, it's built that way, you know? Like,
dimension and fourth dimension.
Gabe come up with, he was talking about the fourth dimension and how his theory was is that we are fourth dimensional consciousness trapped in a third dimensional body. That made a good conversation.
Yeah.
And then following that, you said, are coming up more serious topics?
Yeah. I just – last night I'm starting to plan what we've been talking about, doing a more less lighthearted one for March. We're do drugs in the community. I reached out to a bunch of people in the clinical side of treatment that we'll talk about. I don't know what we'll talk about in the episode, but we'll plan it out, and then we'll do a law enforcement perspective of drugs in the community. So what were we going to call that trilogy?
Let's Talk Drugs.
Let's Talk Drugs. Yeah, we were going to talk about that. And then so it'll be a trilogy, so we'll have a clinical aspect, we'll have a law enforcement aspect, and then we'll do just the kids in the room, and we'll just talk about drugs and stuff, yeah, what they think. And, yeah.
All right, and as you said also, you have your little discussions to table the idea of different topics as well that periodically people can come in and
have some of our topics that we just threw against the wall was what did we come up with? Space, we're gonna do on space,
cooking, religion, politics, you know, the heavy hitters, internet culture. That was another one I'd really looking forward to because that's an expansive topic.
We were just talking about doing a seasonal one, having some seasonal workers in the young 20s here for a summer episode, just like how they got here and, you know, what attracted them here. What I'm really hopeful about is the cooking one. I think our generation is not as connected to cooking, and they're not very good cooks. You know, you think like Grubhub and the Uber Eats, now it's so quick to get food that I think people have lost in touch their cooking abilities. And I'll definitely reach out to the culinary teacher at K-High who's really passionate about cooking and, you know, culinary arts. So,
I think sometimes the thought is, you just buy it at a grocery store.
Yeah. Exactly. They don't know where it comes from, right?
It comes from the fast food
from the cow.
Let's see what you're talking about. We live in a culture of convenience.
Yeah.
So we're suffering for that. And our kids are really suffering for it. You know, their social ineptitude and their ability to be self-sufficient, or even their appreciation for hard work and trade and work ethic, these things, they're constantly battling them, and we're not involved enough.
Yeah, and those are some of the generation topics that I was talking about. You know, nutrition is huge in our generation, and the lack of. So
it seems like things are shifting, though. And it does. It happens that way. I mean. Mm. Interest in
what do you mean by that?
Well, interest in it seems like more and more there is interest amongst younger people to learn how to cook or learn how to do something. It's sort of it almost like cycles around.
There's like a good example is like a farmer's market revolution. Like our generation has just exploded with, you know, fresh fruits and everything that you find at a farmer's market to meat. And I think that's really from our generation, harkening back to those roots of getting away from the grocery store and going right to the source.
And before having it just seemed like this generation of helicopter parents who did everything for you. And now it's more learning how to do your laundry yourself. And it just seems I'm hearing more and more that is stuff like that is being taught. I don't know if that's true. I don't know. But it just seems there's more of an interest there than there was before.
Yeah.
Well, it's harder than ever to be a parent nowadays. You face so many more challenges that no other human in history has had to face. So we learned through the 90s that all those practices that you're telling the helicopter parent were just terribly poor habits for our kids to develop and grow. And then so now it's, okay, well, oh, I'm terrified of the world. How do I take care of my kid? How do I teach them what I need to do? How do I make sure they don't get addicted to entertainment? How do I make sure that, you know, it's just this mountain of challenges that they're facing now. And I'm just talking about it more. Mm-hmm. I'd love to have more parents on here too and talking about what their challenges are with their kid, what they're facing right now. Mm-hmm. When I did Big Brother, Big Sister, I saw how the person I was mentoring was so addicted to the persona that he was trying to uphold online. He didn't even know who he was. He was so forced to be up to date on everything and post these happy, good look pictures that he never even took the time to really figure out those skills.
I think technology is going to be a huge topic on the podcast and how that has changed the generation that's, above us. How much more immersed they are in technology than I am. You know, I thought I was pretty well versed in it, but it's amazing. It's hard to keep up, right? I mean.
Changes every day. Changes every day.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Okay. And it does. It sounds like getting parents involved, too, youth involved. And, again, led by youth, sort of youth-centered in a sense, but a lot of topics. And get those interactions, get those discussions going. So this is K-Town. You can tune in to KRBD the second and fourth Friday at 9 p.m. Each month to hear that. Also go to our website, krbd.org. It's posted there. And as they mentioned, they have the K-Town, a youth podcast, Facebook page and other sources, if you're interested in that. Anything else you wanted to add today?
I just want to thank, Ketchikan Daily News, Danelle Landis in particular, putting a spotlight on the podcast. She did an amazing article and helped us really get out there. She helped us get some national media attention, which was amazing. And thank you, KRBD, for just hosting and letting us use your awesome equipment to broadcast through the airwaves our podcast.
Yeah, thank you guys so much. Oh, yeah, and check it out on CastBox. That's the easiest one we're posting to right now. So if you have that app, check it out.
Okay, thank you so much.